You can't watch TV lately without tripping over ads around Earth Day.
If every Walmart shopper, all 200 million of us, bought one, it'd be like recycling over half a billion plastic bottles.
Earth-friendly products. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Now Sun Chips from California are made with solar energy.
And get the know-how to help improve your home and the environment at the Home Depot.
And at the grocery store, Campbell's Soup is wearing an Earth Day label. Campbell says condensing soup means smaller, lighter cans. So that means less waste. Of course, they've been doing that since 1897, long before Earth Day and the environmental movement. Even Barbie's excited about Earth Day. She's got a limited edition line of accessories. They're made from scraps of fabric that would otherwise have been thrown away. She's so crafty. Of course, there's a reason why it's raining Earth Day ads.
Companies advertise in ways they think people will respond.
Tom Lyon directs the Erb Institute for Global Sustainable Enterprise at the University of Michigan.
You know, 5 years ago, they didn't think they were getting a whole lot of mileage out of advertising green. And, you know, now you could say green is the new black in some sense. Every company is moving in this direction.
Lyon says the reality of climate change has been more widely accepted in the past couple years. People are wondering what they can do about it, and companies are trying to tap into that. Joel McCower has been studying green marketing for 20 years. He's the executive editor of greenbiz.com. He says Earth Day marketing ebbs and flows over the years, but he hopes that Earth Day never turns into a marketing event on the scale of Christmas.
I think most people recognize the very clear reality that we're never going to shop our way to environmental health. And so to the extent that Earth Day becomes an excuse to consume, then we will have sent all the wrong messages.
But McCower says a lot of companies actually are making big changes in their practices, and they should talk about that. He says Earth Day advertising makes sense if the company's doing something to improve all year long. Otherwise, he says it might just be a stunt. Others think Earth Day as a marketing opportunity is probably here to stay. Adam Werbeck is the global CEO of Saatchi & Saatchi S. It's a major ad agency. He says companies see Earth Day as another holiday.
The reason this worked so well this year is that Easter actually came very early, and there was a large gap between Easter and Memorial Day, and Earth Day kind of fit in really well, so that stores could actually get through their Easter merchandise, start putting green merchandise on the shelves, and then move into Memorial Day.
Werbeck thinks that's actually not a bad thing. He said feet in both worlds as a former president of the Sierra Club. More recently, he's been a consultant for Walmart. He thinks consumers should be the ones driving companies to improve their practices.
Our hope, of course, is that people who've tried these new products will return and buy them in the next month, so that in the end you're creating a cycle of demand for green products on the shelves so that they don't just sort of go away and be a one-time occurrence.
But at the same time, Adam Werbeck is a little conflicted. He wishes Earth Day could be the one day of the year we could take a break. No branding, no ads, no buying. Just Earth. Hey, you know, that might make a nice commercial. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.